The weather on August 6, 1994, the day of the funeral of the late city councilman Dominic Mimi Di Pietro, was unseasonably pleasant. Low humidity in the low 80s with bright sunshine, and some among the mourners thought there was a connection here between the fair weather and Mimi's funeral. They had their reasons, but more about that later. Mimi, as he was known to his constituents in the world, was born in Abruzzi, Italy, one of seven children, and when he was 6 years old, came to America with his family. They settled in New York State, where his father farmed and failed, and then moved the family to East Baltimore, where his father opened a bakery. Always in trouble in school, he lied about his age and dropped out when he was 14. He went to work at Bethlehem Steel and in his Highland Town neighborhood absorbed the ways of street politics at the precinct level, where his ease with languages, Italian, Greek, German, and Polish, served him well and helped him get elected to the city council. Uncomfortable with the broader issues of city government, he found his niche. He would serve constituent needs one-on-one, fixing potholes, finding jobs, helping a family with a child in trouble. He was forever on the phone, screaming his way to the top of each department, badgering until he got the job done. But back to that day in the Church of Our Lady of Pompeii. The day was, as Father Luigi Esposito said in his eulogy, glorious, uncharacteristic of Baltimore in August. Father Esposito commented on this unusual circumstance. For Mimi's funeral, the weather was suddenly glorious. He said he thought he could hear Councilman Di Pietro greeting the Lord, and working his way up, phone call by phone call to the top. He said, "Listen, God, it's about this heat." Father Esposito had made his point. When Mimi wanted something for his constituents, he went right to the top to get it.